This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Lots of things going on, ladies and gentlemen. The ether is heating up. The miasma of the totalitarians is, well, it's getting thicker and thicker. Okay, listen, look up that word, miasma. You know, it's interesting. The first time I ever heard that word being used was back in my, formative ages of broadcasting. I was at the Nixon Library. In fact, I was right in front of the birthhouse where Richard Nixon was born. By the way, and I used to, as a kid growing up, the story of the Nixon, you know, my brother used to, I tell this story all the time because we're the Nixon White House, or excuse me, Nixon Library. It's almost like a White House. They've got the portico. It's got interesting things. It's a wonderful place, actually. And my formative days in broadcasting were actually right there because I used to live in Yorba Linda, and I used to do a TV show, actually two of them, for community TV. And I did about 200 plus shows, actually. But one of the things that we covered, we did a special show called The County Line. It was all about the Orange County bankruptcy. And I would interview various leaders in the community. And one of them was an up-and-coming radio talk show host by the name of Hugh Hewitt, who actually served as general counsel for Richard Nixon. He and John Taylor. So, who was a curator and the person who brought, by private funds, the Nixon Library to Orange County. So, we were interviewing him. I was, and my producer, Daryl Peets, and other people standing around. It's kind of a little gathering, a gaggle of people, because, you know, they're museum visitors and stuff, and we're sitting there in the bench right in front of the house, right in front of the front door. But I used to, as a kid, play around that place. Back in the day, there were actually, at the time, the facility at the Nixon Library was actually a school, elementary school. I think it was Yorba Linda Elementary School. And they deeded the property over. They built the thing. But before that, my brother used to play baseball, and I was the bat boy on the team because I was much younger. And he used to hit home runs, and the home runs would go off into this ditch called a weir, and the ball would float down. It was an irrigation ditch. And I'd go running down there, trampling through the water, and grab the ball before some of the balls got away. But it was right there in front because sitting in center field was the Nixon's house. That's the story there. So I used to scamper around the house. But it was interesting to be interviewing Hugh Hewitt. This is back in 1995 now. And as I was interviewing Hugh Hewitt, he brought up this term, miasma. I thought to myself, I'm interviewing, I'm sitting here, God, that's a big word, miasma. And he's older than me. You, I outed you, buddy. I outed you. Anyway, so he used the term miasma, and my producer, Dale Peets, he's filming it, and afterwards he's looking at me, and he's got it all recorded and everything. He's going to go into production and produce it and all that stuff. And he goes, Paul, he says, he looks at me, and he goes, what does miasma mean? And I sat there, and I looked at him, and I said, I don't know. But I stumbled a little bit, and I said, it has something to do with maybe the air, the mixture, all this other stuff. It's a term that was actually used back. And I go into this whole teaching of biology again because it's a historic term that was used in the words of, well, in the early days of the biologists, scientists, and all that stuff. That they didn't have a, they couldn't explain like where bacteria, how bacteria were transmitted, how people got infectious diseases and stuff. So they claimed this new word called the miasma would bring you the bacterial infection. So I kind of explained it that way, but I did not understand at all what Hugh Hewitt, why he would use that. See, I wasn't connecting the dots. You can actually connect the dots biologically to current day political things, and he did. So that's why I'm using the term miasma. It comes from Hugh Hewitt. I blame it on him. Blame on Hugh Hewitt for those of you that are progressives out there. Anyway, so from the miasma, we get all kinds of great things that are happening right now to the conservative movement and also to the Americanist movement. We are Americanist proudly. We are not globalist, like a Mitch McConnell might be a globalist. By the way, in this hour, we're going to be connecting a dot with Chris Street so that we can get the military update on what's going on in Korea and everything else. It's going to be a packed hour. We're also not leaving the story of this up-and-coming guy, Omar. Come on. This Omar Navarro, running for Congress, young guy. He's a young buck, 28. He's going to run against Maxine Waters. We kind of left in mid-talking about him, but, you know, he hangs out at places like Trump National Golf Course in Rancho Palos Verdes. See, I was telling that story about this guy and his Uranus, right? Remember? The Uranus story I was talking about? That's a great story about Uranus, isn't it? The heating and cooling of Uranus. It's a real thing. I'm thinking about writing a book called Thoughts About Uranus. What do you think? Warm and cold thoughts. Warm and cool thoughts about Uranus. How about that one? It would be introduced by Al Gore. I'm just losing it, and there's plenty of time to lose it. Anyway, so this Navarro guy, we're going to pick up on him. I think we're going to continue this tomorrow. I'm going to try and get this guy on the radio show. What do you think about that one? Wouldn't that be a coup d'etat? This guy is going to happen. And if he gets the right background, by the way, Roger Stone is working on his campaign right now. Rod, yes, that Roger Stone, who's been on Agenda 21 radio about 5 or 6 times, Alex Jones, that Roger Stone, who's, he's the guy, he says he's not the guy who outed Ted Cruz's dad for being an affiliate with Fidel Castro and Lee Harvey Oswald. Remember that? Remember that story? And you know, that was an exciting time, actually, because I actually paid people to go from Florida to fly into, I paid a person, another person went along. I said I wanted to pay for him. And they went in and did deep research for us on Agenda 21 Radio, and we found out all about Ted Cruz's family and why they were there in Cuba and about their relationship with RCA Victor. That whole thing. And we got pictures, and we got all kinds. These guys did a great job for us, and their commentary on the show was quite interesting about the lineage of the whole family's there, and the Castro family's all that intertwining business and all that stuff. It's amazing, the Castros, the extent of by which you can find the Castros around the globe, including California. Castro families are huge. In fact, it was a Castro that was on the signatory of the California's very first Declaration of Independence. Now, isn't this an interesting tour in this first segment before we get to Chris Street? I'm absolutely fascinated by how we got here from, well, you know, Uranus to our other subjects. I'm at a loss for words. Anyway, coming up, Chris Street. We'll be talking about this whole thing in Korea. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.N., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and please feel free to email me, paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. With us right now is Chris Street. And Chris Street, co-host here on Agenda 21 Radio, writer for Breitbart, is we've asked Chris to come on here to give us the update on what's going on in Korea and other parts of the world that are so important to, well, us right now. Chris, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio.
Always great to be here, Paul, and what a day. It's the culmination of the failure of the Obama administration and especially Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's effort to sort of, you know, create a social justice revolution around the world. And the reward for that has been a highly chaotic, highly unstabilized world scene. Most people are focused on the brinksmanship between North Korea and South Korea. And clearly, this is a most unappetizing situation. The capital of Korea, Seoul, is 35 miles from the border. And at that distance, it is easily reachable by long-distance artillery. And North Korea has probably around 17,000 artillery pieces. So although people talk about this as a nuclear standoff, the greater damage would probably be artillery, which couldn't be taken out in a first strike or retaliatory strike, and would, you know, rain down on Korean population. About 20% live in the Seoul community for a period of time. But another issue that is probably even hotter than the Korean issue is the issues between China and India. In the area of what's called Bhutan. Bhutan's a small country
that serves
as a buffer between China and India. And there's a little strip of land in between Bhutan and that's India property that's referred to as the Chicken Neck. And the Chicken Neck is 17 miles wide at its narrowest area. Now, the Chinese, a number of years ago, took the Doklam Plateau, which is the heights on the inside, actually, the Bhutan border, claiming that they had the rights to it from an 1898 British mandate. And those heights, of course, give you artillery superiority into that area. But, you know, China and India have had a long history of having clashes and clearly are economic competitors. And speaks to the issues of just how difficult, you know, the Obama policies have made for the United States.
Well, I guess the situation that has developed that we have right now, the fruition of really the lack of clarity, the lack of a clear policy to try and get rid of your various programs that we have seen over the years. I'm not sure I can call them programs, but efforts by the North Koreans to extort more money out of the world. We haven't addressed it properly. It was clear that Secretary of State Clinton didn't do anything to help that along. And now we've got a bigger problem. Well, of course, Obama, naturally, more, and even the Clintons, Bill Clinton at the time, sort of brought this whole thing to fruition by giving them technology, at least to China, and of course the Koreans picked up on it. Now we've got India breaking out. What's going to happen in the next 24? What about the next week?
Well, you never know on these kind of crises. You know, the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, was absolutely red hot. Both countries were ready to go to war. When I say both countries, I wasn't talking about Cuba and the United States. I was talking about Cuba and Russia because there were Russian thermonuclear devices with delivery vehicles in Cuba at the time. Matter of fact, the United States only had a small knowledge of just how large the arsenal was in Cuba. But that was settled, you know, essentially a deal where the United States took missiles out of Turkey, and Russia took its missiles out of Cuba. Both were, you know, border areas. As far as I'm concerned, China has a vested interest in, you know, perpetuating a rogue regime in North Korea. You know, this destabilizes the area. It speaks to their historic enemy, which is Japan, and keeps everybody off balance. For the North Koreans, I mean, you have this happy-go-lucky population of slaves, and these slaves drink beer, have dancing, mine, and do all kinds of environmental damage to the country, and are ready to nuke somebody. So, I mean, that's the sort of three prongs of the North Korean society is drink and dance, do labor in resource areas, and if you got time, you can go ahead and nuke somebody. So this is a very difficult situation that built up over a period of time. The Obama administration somewhat perpetuated the original Clinton effort, which was to pacify him in the 1990s by giving him more money and special trade arrangements and such like that. But, you know, if you're North Korea and you've got the reputation of a crazy man, you're going to get more than foreign aid. You're going to get foreign aid plus whatever you can extract in the way of, you know, ransom for not attacking somebody. So this business has not worked very well during the Trump administration, because Trump has not been willing to pay the piper that North Korea thinks is appropriate.
So I guess the big thing is it's brinkmanship, and Mr. Ong, this is really his first major brinkmanship since his, you know, he became who he dearest leader, I think. So because of his situation being the first one, is he going to continue to play it out to the end, or is he going to blink?
I don't see this as a, you know, playing it out all the way unless somebody does something stupid. It's very, very clear that North Korea probably has about as tight a control on its population of any country on the face of the planet, because the United States has been in there trying to overthrow and play games in Korea, you know, ever since the 1950s, since the North, with the backing of Russia, you know, invaded South Korea. But it is a very strategic situation. It plays a very, very expensive, controlling sort of aspect to, you know, where U.S. resources are deployed. And this gives China a lot of freedom to pursue its other objectives, which are really forming a string of, you know, island bases in the South China Sea, sort of assembling the same kind of structure as the United States did in the Caribbean in the, you know, mm-hmm. late 19th century with Panama, and then the war with Spain. China and Puerto Rico, and then, of course, the Gulf Coast. You know, that's kind of the same defensive triangle that China is assembling in the South China Sea.
Let me ask you this question. What about the Japanese government? Because my understanding is that they've become a lot more militant towards China over the last couple of years. We're coming up to break right now. Maybe we can answer that question on the other side. I think we're coming up to break. Yep, we're coming up to break right now. And maybe we can answer that question on the other side, because I've been hearing that there's been a change of heart towards the Chinese and how Japan is approaching them. A lot more militancy coming up. Anyway, so stay with us. More of Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Feel free to email me at paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's a on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're with Chris Street, and we're talking about what's going on in Korea, Japan, and the like. Well, the whole area over there, it's obviously being brought to a crisis point. And we got to remember some things, historically speaking, that Japan has always been at odds with China and China with Japan. And the last time there was a big difference between the two was called World War II. And clearly, the Japanese invasion of China and the ultimate rise of Mao Zedong and the displacement of Chiang Kai-shek to Taiwan, which, of course, he was chased out of China by Mao Zedong, a Maoist Marxist communist, of course. And that's why we have Taiwan today. And that's one of the reasons why, if you remember, the president of the United States for the first time called the Taiwanese president, which had never happened. That's just something that just never happened. And so here's China sitting there thinking, well, you know, the president calls Taiwan, which is a no-no. And they had to go to this one China policy, and the president had to be kind of sat down and said, this is the way we do business here, don't call Taiwan anymore, that sort of thing. And there was a reason why the president, before he became president, was aligning himself with, well, the Free Republic of China, which is Taiwan, because it's a democratic society. It's a very Christian society, I might add. We play portions of S. White on this radio show, and it's a tribute to the Christian faith that goes on in Taiwan. And she, of course, as a performer, a street drummer, if you will, has become a huge political force. And the Chinese government does not like her. She's got, listen to this, she's got over 500 million views on YouTube. Perhaps one of the most watched individuals on YouTube, this performer. Strong Christian message. And, of course, now you've got the rise in Japan of the extreme far right. That is happening. So, Chris, given that scenario, do you think China feels a little bit threatened at this point, given the history of Japan's militant behavior during World War II and really the slaughter of millions of Chinese at the hands of the Japanese?
Well, that's absolutely right, Paul. But the Japanese did this strategically. In the late 19th century, the Japanese built most of the modern railroads across China. And, of course, once you controlled the railroads, you pretty much controlled the economy. And with the economy in Japanese hands, you know, World War One, the Japanese stayed out and got the benefits of World War One without actually having to go to war. But they were cranking up because they'd won the Japanese-Russian War in 1905. So during World War One, you know, they were still developing their resources, economically dominating the region, and they had a clear plan to take over Asia. That was thwarted only by the United States intervention. And the biggest issue that thwarted Japan was the fact that the United States could make about 12 aircraft carriers a year to their maybe two or three. And just eventually the sheer throw weight of the United States crushed Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But the Japanese, the peace-loving people of Japan, are building 20 destroyers. I almost said the wrong word, aircraft carrier. 20 destroyers of the Izumo class. And the Izumo class mm-hmm. is an 814-foot long dubbed helicopter destroyer, but it has the flattest deck of any destroyer I've ever seen in my life. In fact, it's the exact same length as the Italy's new aircraft carrier, the Cavour. So, you know, clearly it is positioned, you know, to launch offensive weapons. There's a smaller destroyer class called the Hyūga class of helicopter destroyers that's about 125 feet shorter that Japan operates and a little older that also probably could be converted to launching aircraft. But it's very, very clear that the new class, the Izumos, look to me like 20 carrier attack units.
So what you have, and what about if they have purchased anything like a Harrier jump jet? Do they have that capability, or can they land and take off aircraft in a traditional fashion like we see in our own aircraft carriers? By the way, and the Japanese are quite versed in aircraft carriers since World War II. They understand the technology. Mitsubishi was behind a lot of those aircraft carriers, by the way.
Well, to say the Japanese don't understand aircraft is silly. I mean, they really set the bar when it came to, you know, offensive air attacking and maneuvering at the start of World War II. Eventually, as I said, they were overwhelmed by the sheer throw weight of the United States. But, you know, Japan has a strategic plan and seems to be implementing it. And mm-hmm. most people have this belief that China is going to dominate the world. I think it's just the opposite. China has peaked and is headed down. And in fact, is moving to a dictatorship, you know, because people somehow get really angry when they work for high wages in steel plants and coal mines, and then they get laid off. And over 25% of China's steel and coal operations have been closed, and they probably need to close another 50%. So you're talking, you know, what, 63% of all high-paid Chinese steel and coal workers getting laid off. You know, maybe they can go work as maids or maybe in an assembly plant, but nothing compared to what they were making before.
So this is the discussion that you oftentimes have about the 1,000 riots a day in Japan.
Violent riots. Something about, you know, and China is a communist country with all the benefits of a Chinese social engineering. But that assumes that you stay in your own province. If you go out of your province, which all these rural people always go out of their province because there's no jobs except farming in the province, they go into these other provinces in the north where they have the coal mines and the steel mills, or along the coast where they have the assemblies, you don't have what's called hukou. And if you don't have a hukou for that province, you're not generating any rights to benefits in the future. So if you get laid off, you are on the street, baby, and that's what you get.
Mm-hmm. So, this, what about the Abe cabinet shakeup? We just had one of those where the defense minister, who had direct lineage, by the way, to Ryosi Sasakawa, a very well-known, important warlord during the 1930s and 40s, who became an industrialist and owned Mitsubishi, by the way. A link to that lineage of World War II was a rising star in Japan, but she just recently resigned, and it was sort of a blow to Shinzo Abe's cabinet. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, corruption is a well-established right for Asian politicians. I mean, they're always, people are always getting thrown out. Now, China has thrown out 485,000 bureaucrats for corruption, and I think 5 of the 17 top people in the Chinese, administration have, been charged. China is doing the essentially purging its ranks of anybody who would be a dissident. And China really is 7 countries. You talk about warlords. It used to be 7 countries held together by 7 different warlords.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only the Xin that united China, that pacified the warlords. And when you look at the Mongol invasion and Kublai Khan, it was a very interesting fellow because he sort of let the warlords have their own economy as long as he worked with them.
Mm-hmm.
So things are changing in all of Asia, but the more they change, the more they're the same.
Yeah. Well, hang on, Chris. I want to blow everybody away with some information about that defense minister who was related to Ryosi Sasakawa and why she resigned, which is kind of interesting. We've got a break coming up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concerned to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, we're with Chris Street, and we're talking about this whole China, Korea, Japan, America, South Korea, India even, and it's going to come up here in a second with Chris Street. And Chris, you know, the how would you say the Abe administration is in Japan? Would you say it's right, left, center, what?
Oh, I definitely think it's right wing. But, you know, Japan always pretends that they're the peace-loving people of Japan. I mean, they have a, you know, the tremendous history of, you know, honor for the sacrifice of the warrior. So you never should underestimate Japan's ability to flip on a, you know, flip the aggressive side on. They've done it very well in business, and if anybody's ever negotiated with the Chinese or in the Japanese, it's an entirely different deal. The Japanese are really hard to get a deal with. Once you got a deal, they're absolutely honorable, and you can thoroughly trust them to exactly that deal. They may work to get, you know, to grind you down to the worst deal possible, but whatever the deal you sign, that's the deal that they're going to live by religiously. The Chinese right. deals right away, and then you have a hell of a time trying to get them to honor it.
Well, this article that came out on the 28th, and I was really following this story with this young lady for a long time, and the article is entitled Japan's Defense Minister and One-Time Rising Star, Political Star, Resigns. And the article is from CNN. It says, Japan's defense minister has resigned following allegations she helped to suppress the release of sensitive defense documents, the latest blow to Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's cabinet as his popularity continues to dive. In a news conference in Tokyo, Tonomi Inada said she submitted her resignation letter to Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on Friday morning, who accepted it. She stepped down the same day the Defense Department released its findings from an investigation into the alleged cover-up, which Inada denies she was a part of. I'm strongly aware of the responsibility as Defense Minister to supervise Ministry of Defense and Self-Defense Forces. I would like to return my one-month salary and decided to resign from the defense ministry, she said in a news conference. Inada, once a rising star, assumed the role of defense minister in 2016 and was seen by many as Abe's successor in waiting. And by the way, she's a direct descendant to Ryoshi Sasakaro, who we talked about extensively on this show. Japan has never had a female prime minister, and Inada is the second woman to serve in the prime minister's cabinet. Her resignation comes amid claims that she helped obscure internal records that detailed the danger Japanese peacekeepers faced in the war-torn nation of South Sudan. Sudan. Chris.
Right. Well, we'll get to Sudan, but also at the same day that she resigned, the Army Chief of Staff for Ground Forces, General Toyoshiya Okabe, also resigned. So, you know, this speaks to the whole issue moving on to the Middle East, right? The Middle East policies of Barack Obama are a complete and thorough disaster,
right,
for which Japan was sucked in as a participant. You know, the United States under Obama basically endorsed a lot of the policies that NATO wanted, and in reward, NATO was sort of forced to back Obama and Hillary Clinton's ops in the Middle East, which was the Arab Spring and the revolution in the Ukraine. And you know, the focal point of the Arab Spring was to basically reshuffle the deck from all of these countries from sort of a dictatorship, almost military dictatorship, to a Muslim Brotherhood type of, you know, more religious-oriented, popularly elected governments. And, of course, it generated ISIS instead. Perhaps the only good news in all this is that Russia stepped in to back Syria, which is, of course, what's called the Orontes River that runs down the middle of Syria, has always been the friction point between the Shia on the one side for the Persian Empire and the Ottomans or
Sunni.
Moors, depends on what you want to, depends on the time, as a Sunni power. There was a huge push right now by the Syrian army and its allies, which are Hezbollah and Iran, and they've pretty much taken control of Syria, and the end game seems near, and America's end game in Syria also seems near. So this is going to be, you know, a great disaster that maybe was averted, quite frankly, by the Russians.
Well, it's kind of interesting they bring up Sudan, because I know that there were a lot of special American operators in Sudan for quite some time. Some of them even stranded when they shouldn't have been stranded by
Sudan was the funnel to move weapons into Palestinian territories and Gaza. So, you know, Sudan also is a controlling position, you know, along the oil transshipment points. So, you know, we are dealing with the British Empire, the same problems that the British Empire had. Remember, the British Empire,
right,
biggest defeats was at Khartoum in Sudan.
Right, right. Well, it's kind of interesting the way the world turns now. This Sanada, who is picked to be actually the first prime minister of Japan, supposedly would have been, she was on course to pick up the position here. She's taken out. It seems like there's a lot of internal politics, and we're going to have to cover the story a little bit more thoroughly, because it's fascinating that she, it seems to be her weakest link, as she was divulging records and information, or withholding records and information about what was going on with Japanese troops, if you will, peacekeepers in Sudan, of all places, which is a place where many special operators have been stranded before. So I don't know. It's kind of a strange linkage to what's going on right now in Korea. What's your predictions? Because we only have about a minute left.
I'll come.
Okay.
My predictions is that the North Korea situation is...
Hang on, Chris. I'll get you on the other side here. I didn't see the clock properly enough here on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, a lot of things happening. You wouldn't believe what's happening in the studio right now. An action-packed performance here by Chris Street and others. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Please feel free to email me, Paul, at agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. We're finishing up here with Chris Street in the top of the hour. A little defense information coming your way, and we really appreciate Chris being with us. Chris, 30 seconds. What do you think is going to be happening here?
Well, my take on this is that the Obama administration's policies have been, you know, sent to the back to the dustpan of history. President Trump is trying to reassert American legitimate interests, which, of course, are controlling the seas. And I think we're trying to move out of the Middle East. We don't need to be there. We have our own oil, and that's the game.
Well, that's going to shake up the world, and it's starting to shake it up now, especially because we have our own oil. That's one of the things that people don't understand. And, you know, what state is going to be leading the way, Chris, with this oil production?
Well, the funny part is the next big revolution, of course, is going to be in California. But you've got to have the political will to do the drilling and develop the infrastructure for water. And that will come. It just needs real political will. Maybe it needs political change.
And that might just happen, Chris. Listen, thank you very much for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio, Chris. Talk to you later.
Always great, Paul.
Okay. Anyway, okay, ladies and gentlemen, that sort of wraps it up here on Agenda 21 Radio for this show. I can't believe it. We're going to get into what's going on with Omar, our newfound friend, to take on Maxine Waters tomorrow. We're going to see if we can get this guy on the radio show. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And at this point in the show, I always say, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.